Hello and welcome. It is good to be with you today as we get to come together and meet with our Lord. I hope that you're having a great day wherever you are when you're watching this and whatever day it is that you're watching this. It is an absolutely beautiful day as I film this. It's a crystal clear blue sky that is warming up. It's comfortable out here. It's an absolutely beautiful day and thankful for this day. But again, the most special part about it, the most important part about it, is the fact that we get to know our Lord. We get to come together to meet with our Lord. In fact, He's the one who's made this possible. He's the one that has drawn us to Himself. And so let's take a moment and let's go to Him in prayer. Father, we thank You for this day that You've given to us, and most of all, O God, Your reality and Your presence in it. Father, I pray, O God, that You open our minds and our hearts. Lord, we need to hear from You. We want to hear from You. Father, we need Your strength and Your guidance as we live our lives. Father, as we live in these times. Father, we need to know You. Father, we need just to know the everlasting arms up under us, Father. Lord, we just ask now that You would open our minds, our heart to Your Word. Help us to hear Your voice. Help us to know You. Draw us close to You, we pray, in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, again, I do hope that you're having a wonderful day, but also know the reality of the world in which we live in. This world, obviously, is in rebellion against God, and many times it directs that rebellion, that hatred against God, against God's people. Of course, behind all of that is, in fact, Satan himself. But I also know just the reality of life. Life is short and it's full of adversity and full of difficulty. That's made very clear for us in the book of Job. And so many times we face all of these things and we wonder, you know, how we can in fact continue to keep going, where we can find strength and find guidance. Well, as we open God's Word to Psalm 124, we find out, we're reminded once more that God is the one that we can trust as we live in this world system, as we, in fact, know we have a very real enemy, as we face the problems and trials and difficulties of life. You think about what David was inspired to write in Psalm 124. Had it not been the Lord who is on our side, let Israel now say, had it not been the Lord who was on our side when men rose up against us, then they would have swallowed us alive when their anger was kindled against us. Then the waters would have engulfed us. The stream would have swept over our soul. Then the raging waters would have swept over our soul. Blessed be the Lord, who's not given us to be torn by their teeth. Our soul has escaped as a bird out of the snare of the trapper. The snare is broken, and we have escaped. Our help is in the name of the Lord, who made heaven and earth. Did you see the threats there that David mentioned, the threats that he and Israel were facing? You know, in verses 1 through 3, he talked about the possibility, the very real danger, the very real threat of being swallowed by evil men. In verses 4 and 5, he talked about being swept away by adversity. In verses 6 and 7, he was talking about being snared by the trapper. You know, obviously, tremendous illustration there of Satan. But you think about that, very real problems and issues that probably every one of us is dealing with to some measure today. Whether it's evil men, whether it's adversity, whether it's in fact some type of entrapment by Satan, we're all facing these things. That's the world we live in. That is in fact life. Well, how can we face all of that? Well, look at what he said in verse 8. Our help is in the name of the Lord. That is where our source of strength and security come from. We trust in the Lord. And remember, this psalm is written with the background of David's experience and the nation of Israel's experience as a testimony of the fact that we can, in fact, trust God. And so this psalm should lead us in every part of our life, whatever it is we're facing today, to be able to trust the Lord. Well, what is it about Him that we can trust? What specifically do we see in this psalm about God and His work and the way in which He moves in our lives that should enable us to trust Him? Well, we see, first of all, the Lord's presence. Look again at verses 1 and 2, and think about the key phrase that you find here. Had it not been the Lord who was on our side, let Israel now say, had it not been the Lord who was on our side when men rose up against us, and you can continue reading, but did you see the key phrase in those two verses? Had the Lord not been on our side? Well, where was the Lord when they were going through all this adversity and problem? By their side, with them. When adversity threatened to sweep them away, God was there. When evil men tried to swallow them, God was in fact there. When the trapper tried to snare them, God was there. He was by their side. God was with them in every circumstance. God is with us in every circumstance. God is with you in every circumstance. Child of God, God is with you right now. You think about the wonderful promise He gave in the Great Commission in Matthew 28 in verse 20, where He said, "And lo, I am with you always, even until the end of the age." You think about the promise that we see, and it's actually repeated from the Old Testament in Hebrews 13:5. "I will never desert you, nor will I ever forsake you." We see that God is present. He is by our side. Child of God, whatever it is you're going through, God is in fact by your side. We have His presence. But not only do we have His presence, we also have His protection. Look again at verses 3 through 5. "Then they would have swallowed us alive. Then when their anger was kindled against us, then the waters would have engulfed us. The stream would have swept over our soul. Then the raging waters would have swept over our soul." Again, you think about it. Evil men would have swallowed them, but they were stopped. The waters would have engulfed them, but they were stopped. Well, what stopped them? Again, you go back to verses 1 and 2. It's very obvious it was the Lord that stopped those things. It was the Lord, in fact, who was protecting them. We need to always remember the Lord's wonderful protection for us. You think of the psalm we saw just a few weeks ago, Psalm 121. And think again at verses 5 through 8. "The Lord is your keeper. The Lord is your shade on your right hand. The sun will not smite you by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord will protect you from all evil. He will keep your soul. The Lord will guard your going out and your coming in from this time forth and forever." The Lord will in fact protect us. Our Lord is always watching over us. 24 hours a day, 365 days a year, 366 if it's a leap year. Our Lord is always protecting us unto His will. That is the completion of the plan and the purpose that He has for us. Hebrews 11, first two-thirds of it we usually like because that talks about how God delivered them out of problems. But then you look at the latter part of verse 11 and God delivered them through the problem. Even the worst possible case from our perspective is the believer being called home. But you think about it. God's wonderful protection in every situation, unto the fulfillment of His will, delivering us out of the problem or delivering us through the problem. Either way, we have His wonderful protection. Believer, God Almighty Himself is watching over you and protecting you today. We, in fact, have His presence. We have His protection. But then notice as well, and obviously already alluded to, but we need to make it clear, we have the Lord's participation. Look at verses 6 and 7. "Blessed be the Lord who's not given us to be torn by their teeth. Our soul has escaped as a bird out of the snare of the trapper. The snare is broken and we have escaped." The Lord is in fact actively working. He's not just aware of what His children are going through. And He's not just with us. As wonderful as that is, He's actually working in this situation. And His Word tells us how He's working in that situation. Romans 8:28 says, "And we know that God causes all things to what? Work together for the good of those that love God, to those called according to His purpose." It is in fact God who's causing all things to work together for our good. Right now, in your present circumstance, whatever that may be, and however bad that might be, God is in fact working. As we live in this world with evil people, a dangerous adversary, the very real difficulties of life, we need to remember that God is in fact at work. Isaiah 41:10 puts it this way, "Do not fear, for I am with you. Do not anxiously look about you, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. Surely I will help you. Surely I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. God is actively at work in your situation, in the circumstances that you find yourself in right now. We can trust Him. But then we come lastly to the Lord's position. Talking about His presence is great. Certainly His protection, His participation with us. But notice as well, what makes all of that, you know, it's great to know He's with us, but what can He do? It's great to know He wants to protect us, but what can He do? It's great to know that He's active in the situation, but what can He do? Well, that comes from His position. Look at verse 8. Our help is in the name of the Lord who made heaven and earth. The one who created all of this, the one who holds it all together, the one for whom all of this exists, according to His perfect plan, is the one, in fact, who is with us, who is working, who is near us, is the one we can trust. We've quoted it many times, but Psalm 115, verse 3, our God is in the heavens. He does whatever He pleases. Talking about His incredible position, where He rules and reigns over all, and His sovereign will is done. No wonder we can trust Him. We have God's presence, His protection, His participation, all of it based on His incredible position. Child of God, we are living in very frightening, disturbing times. Our enemy has never been more open in his work and in his movement. You may be facing a very difficult, heartbreaking situation in your life. But our help is in the name of the Lord. Your help is in the name of the Lord, the one who made heaven and earth. He will carry you. He will sustain you. He will protect you unto His will. He will provide you for everything that you need. He will give you the grace for everything in your life. Trust Him. Trust Him because He will never fail you nor forsake you. Let's go to Him in prayer. Father, You are the living God, and how we need You in these days. Father, when we look at our nation, our society, Father, when we look at government, when we look at just the social breakdown, the corporate world, the entertainment world, Father, it is so, Lord, increasingly it's just openly evil, Lord. There's not even an attempt to hide it anymore. Father, the enemy is taking off the disguise to almost be fully seen, Lord. Father, these are frightening times. And, oh God, we need You. Lord, life itself, oh God, brings such adversities and difficulties and heartbreaks and disappointments. Oh Lord God, we need You. Father, help us to hear Your word through David in this psalm. And, oh God, may we trust You, the one who made heaven and earth, knowing, O God, that You are with us, that You're greater than all, that You're worthy of our trust. Help us, O Lord, in Jesus' name, amen. Well, I hope as you go through this day that you do go through it trusting the Lord, yes, for the circumstances of this world, but for the circumstances of your life as well, and even in the midst of all of that, truly be able to have from the inside the wonderful joy of the Lord, because our Father loves us and He's in control. And I hope that you have in Him a great day.